Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty, and welcome to the brand new Radio Academy podcast. If you work in the industry and you've heard of the ARIAs, which is often referred to as the Oscars of radio, then that's us, the Radio Academy. And with this new podcast, we're on a mission to keep celebrating the amazing talent that's out there. It might not be a flashy award, but we're hoping these 20-minute episodes will help to inspire others and maybe even pass on a few pearls of wisdom.
I've learned that, you know, you can just fling it at your producer and he does everything. That's what I've learned. He sets the tone, and I think the producer does in radio. They set the tone of the studio, of the office. You know, I get my, you know, a good morning sort of WhatsApp from Alex. Here's what's happening. No bother. Everything's easy. And that just makes me kind of go, whew.
You might just be listening to this, though, because you love radio or podcasts and you want to know more about what goes on behind the scenes. Well, get yourself comfy because we've got a brilliant first episode lined up for you with Jackie Brambles and her producer, Alex Toll. They're going to be telling us all about launching their new show whilst both working from home.
Jackie Brambles. Across the UK.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Right, let's get on with it. Well, it's so good to get the both of you on the very first episode of our new Radio Academy podcast. So welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We're
honoured to be the first up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to have to make an impression here, aren't we, Jackie?
You are setting the standard. So that's no pressure.
Actually, that takes the pressure off you because the only way is up.
Well, that's one way to look at it. So we're here to talk about your brand new show on Greatest Hits Radio, the evening show with Jackie Brambles.
Yeah.
Coming back to radio after 27 years, what was it like building up to that first show?
Well, it's been slightly exaggerated. It sounds like I've never done radio in 27 years. I've never done national radio for 27 years. I've been on Radio Scotland for years and years and years, sort of, you know, on and off on the subs bench. So the radio side of it wasn't really the issue, but it was more the commitment for me because I haven't done a full-time proper job. I've just sort of filled in here and there, done little freelance projects for Greatest Hits Radio. My first contact with them was sort of a documentary series. I think we did 6 parts or something like that. So there was sort of a finite beginning and end. And I thought, right, yeah, I can manage that with all, you know, juggling things. But it's the first time I've been national and sort of done it daily. So I just think I was just wondering, you know, who's going to walk the dog? How am I going to get the kids? Who's going to make the tea? It was more that kind of logistical worries, all that. Because I've got Alex, so I thought, the show will be fine.
Yeah, it must have been so exciting for you as well, Alex, because getting to shape a whole new show is quite a big and exciting job.
Yeah, that was the thing with such a blank canvas, being able to obviously discuss with Jackie what we kind of wanted to get from the show. And we knew that we wanted a very special set feature, which we've delivered with this special 8 o'clock hour that we do with different guests each night. And like you say, just kind of being able to flesh out like ideas from the beginning, and then it kind of builds and builds and builds. And as I say, it'll always develop, you know, this show is always developing, but as it started, you know, we've had a really good first month and a half so far.
That's the thing, isn't it? When you have the luxury of building a show from scratch, you have an idea in your head about how it's going to go. And then sometimes you put things on air and the audience will just run with it and you'll think, oh, we weren't expecting that. Has that happened at all?
Yeah, totally. I mean, one of the features that Jackie actually kind of planted the seed with was one that we do in the 9 o'clock hour called Me Time. Obviously, there's such an importance at the moment with mental health and everyone kind of taking a breath and taking a step back. And with Me Time, it's very simple. It's probably done many times before, but just kind of rebranded. It's just a song request, but it's that moment where, you know, we have callers, we record them with Jackie, and, you know, they open up and they talk about, you know, what's going on in their life at the moment. Have they had a good day? Have they had a bad day?
Jackie Brambles, Me Time.
And let's check out who's in need of some Me Time. I think it's Lee. Tough week, Lee?
It's been a very tough week, young lady. A very tough week.
Why is that then? What's happening?
You know, Jackie's got that really warmth with the listeners, and you, as soon as they have a call, and you can hear that straight away.
It's been really nice. I mean, the variety has been so nice in that we've had sort of, and we've encouraged it as well. You know, whatever the reason is, you want to celebrate, or you're a bit fed up, or you know, nothing's going on and you're bored. What's the reason for you wanting your favourite track on? We've had one lady who's, you know, going for a promotion and she's really nervous, and that's why she would like a track. And then we had another lady who's been looking after a mum who's had a stroke. And then we had another one this week where, you know, the painter and decorator hadn't turned up and this bloke was really fed up. So it's sort of, it's across the board, but it's all completely relatable, you know. And I have those same moans and groans and family life and the ups and downs too. So I think it's that's the difference for me with doing radio now, and sort of the Radio Scotland stuff was very news orientated. It was the news, it was an interviews, it was a lot of politics, sort of what's happening that day. It wasn't so much personality injected into it. I have discovered that my personality, I am a bit of a whinger and I like a short work week. And so I sort of, I think I translate that and I give permission for everybody else to go, what a day, you know.
How is it only Tuesday or whatever?
Yeah, literally.
And that must be so nice as well to get that kind of reaction, that people are still that engaged in radio. I think even more so after the couple of years we've had with the pandemic, and you know, radio is sometimes people's only friend. Is that something that very much is present in your show?
Totally. Yeah. I think after kind of COVID came in, the pandemic, radio really took the front seat of being there for people and being that conversation they can listen to and be a part of. And I think that's really reset everyone's not reset, but kind of, you know, the interpretation of radio. People are seeing it as that kind of tool that they can get involved with, and they can have a chat and they can have a conversation.
And it's the connection, isn't it? What we've all missed in the last 2 years is you know, seeing loved ones, but just connecting, a warm, friendly voice on the radio. That's kind of how it was sold way back when we all sort of started to listen to radio. And then it maybe went through a phase of being, you know, very stylized and slick and cool or whatever. But I think we kind of went, as Alex said, it went right straight back to sort of grassroots of, you know, you can't see the people you used to see, especially for people living on their own. So to have someone saying, God, it's tough, isn't it? Oh my God. You know, well, listen, let me play you a good tune, or we've got a great guest. I think it's a companion. It's kind of gone full circle, I think.
And that's what radio is all about. And if any of us ever doubt that we don't do an important job, I think you've got to just whittle it down to that very fact that you playing a song, having a laugh on the radio might make someone's day.
Totally.
And I guess the big difference as well for both of you was that you had to launch this show whilst we're still all working from home mostly, and you weren't in a studio together. How did that play out?
Yeah, so it's been it's been fun. It's great to have the technology we have these days to be able to literally go from a show from day, you know, minus 50 to day one, launching the show, and to where we are now, and we've never even sat in the same room.
Yeah,
literally.
That is impressive, because a lot of radio and radio ideas take place in the pub.
Oh, yeah.
So people are used to getting together and discussing, and you guys, I guess, just did it all over Zoom.
Totally. But saying that now, just when you're saying that about the pub, you know, there's often a Friday night now. I mean, we've only been working together with the show being live for about 4 or 5 weeks now. But, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night, if we're kind of in our social time or whatever, we'll drop each other a message and we'll say this about the show. We'll say that about the show. We'll say, oh, we've got a good idea, you know. So
yeah, we do. It's great. He sends me pictures of his pizza.
Yes, pictures of my pizza. Absolutely.
Inspiration comes
absolutely
from everywhere.
It really does. COVID, in a lot of ways, has obviously been bad in a lot of ways, but it's really proven how much we can do.
Yeah.
You know, we use the likes of different programs like IPDTL. We use Riverside, which is kind of like a Zoom similar style, which records everything. You know, as a geek like me, records everything locally, so everything's like high definition, high quality. So it's great for a producer.
Yeah, Alex, it sounds like you're totally harnessing all the new technologies to bring them to the job.
Totally.
I guess, like, both of you, have you learned a lot from each other since you've been put together?
I've learned that, you know, you can just fling it at your producer and he does everything. That's what I've learned. to tell you that when Alex and I worked together, I was depping for 2 weeks in the summer, and when it sort of the conversation happened further down the line about would I be up for doing it sort of permanently, honestly, one of my conditions was that he had to be my producer, because it was a safe pair of hands, an efficient pair of hands, and Alex is just so chilled and laid back that it doesn't feel stressful to do it. I think he sort of really, he sets the tone, and I think the producer does in radio. They set the tone of the studio, of the office. You know, I get my, you know, a good morning sort of WhatsApp from Alex before we even speak, which we speak often through the day, but here's what's happening, no bother, everything's easy. And that just makes me kind of go and be able to enjoy it. And not disparaging any former producers that I've had, because I haven't really been in this situation for 27 years on a music radio station, but it couldn't be more chilled or more comfortable for me, because I've got a brilliant safety net. So that's what I've figured out, is everything's doable. Alex is sort of juggling to the side.
Seven interviews in one day. Yeah, seven interviews. That's fine. We've got three on
the unflappable duo.
That's it. Literally.
It is such a special relationship though, isn't it? Presenter producer, because you have to really be with each other through thick and thin. You have to read certain situations from each other, understand that it can be really intense, and maybe either one of you needs to take a break at any one point as well. And you're only 5-6 weeks in, but it feels like you're already a solid unit.
Totally.
It really does, doesn't
it? Yeah, no,
it
really does.
And I think that was almost from the get-go, and it's only sort of increased over time, you know, without blowing smoke or anything like that. I think we're just on the same page, and we have been since day one. And, you know, Alex can make suggestions to me, maybe tweak that this way or tweak it that way. And I can sort of think, do you think we should do that? Do you think we should do that? And it's just not a big deal. It's just,
And
we just get on with it, don't we? Yeah.
Amazing. Jackie, you mentioned before that it's been 27 years since you were last on a music station. Mm. How have you seen things change in that time? Because I know that, you know, I've been in the industry for almost 10 years now, but I hear people talk about, you know, prior to that, how different things were. Have you seen that firsthand?
Well, I think because I've sort of been in these bubbles, you know, I was in your position 27 years ago on Radio 1, and that was just unbelievably exciting. And, you know, it was sort of back in the late 80s, early 90s, where there was a lot of lunches that went on till dinner with record companies. I don't think that probably happens quite as much anymore.
I'm afraid I'm not getting that much fun.
The good old days. No, not quite as much.
Not to that extent.
But obviously that's not my world anymore. I'm sort of very home-based, family-based, and not really interested in that side of things. I think the difference for me this time is there's no pressure to sort of break a band or be all over everything or know the most or be at all the gigs. It's the music that we know and love. And what I have actually rediscovered, and I am a little bit surprised that it's happened, is I've never really been one for sort of nostalgia or looking back. I've got a terrible memory, that's probably why, because I can't remember half of anything. But I have got so much pleasure from the music, you know, and something will come up in the playlist and I think, oh, good. You know, I think we had Prefab Sprout sort of, you know, that we played, didn't we, for Me Time recently, the King of Rock and Roll, and you were just like, what a great record. And I remember Simon Mayo loving that when we were on the radio together. So it's been a real treat actually revisiting the music as much as I've been able to. I've loved it.
Mm-hmm. And nice to work with old colleagues as well in your new home on Greatest Hits Radio.
And I'm only here because of him. You know, we've been friends for a long, long time, and over the piece, keeping in touch. And I think back at about this time last year, he was like, oi, Brambles, you should come and work on this station. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I've got laundry to do, talk later. And he just kept saying it. And he was obviously planting seeds behind the scenes, because then I was asked to do this documentary series about women in the music industry in the 80s and 90s. And that went well. And I know he has been championing me, and this is the first station that's agreed with him that I should be back on the radio. But he's an incredibly loyal, and he's the best agent I've ever had. And he's free.
Great combo. It's such a small industry as well, radio, isn't it? That it's really great to have those contacts that you we'll meet and we'll cross paths with again. Alex, you're one for me. We used to work at Radio City together, and that's here we are now on this podcast together. So you should really never burn any bridges, right?
You never know who you'll come across and at what point. So
yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it's lovely to be able to, you know, over the course of people's careers, you know, try and do favors when and where you can. And I'm so appreciative that he did that, mainly because I'm really enjoying it and I wasn't sure I would.
Well, that brings us nicely onto something that we're aiming to do every week on this podcast, which is get three sort of lessons learned from our guests that they want to pass on to anyone listening who might be in the industry or wanting to work in the industry. So from not only launching your new show together, but working in radio as a whole, what would be your three sort of pearls of wisdom that you want to pass on?
I'm gonna say what I've learned more over the past 6 weeks with the show is being flexible, especially when you're kind of catering to a schedule or you're catering to a guest. You'll have to do, you know, especially if they're based in America, in LA, on the West Coast or the East Coast, you know, the time difference, you know, someone they like to do interviews at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, LA time. It's like, okay.
Okay, so we've got number one, be flexible. What about you, Jackie?
I think knowing yourself counts a lot. I think knowing your and what environment you're going to be comfortable in. I actually think for all that I had a great time at Radio One, I think I probably hadn't developed my personality to the point then, when I was in my early 20s, to have sort of the courage of my convictions to just talk away on the radio and you know, consider myself to be entertaining enough. I felt a little bit out of my depth, I think, then. And if I'd maybe taken a bit more time, I might have, you know, become a producer first or done a smaller parts of on-air things first. So I think really being sure of what it is you want to do and that it's suited to your personality is a great idea, because I have known people who've sort of had successful careers, but they get 15, 20 years down the track and it's kind of too late to switch, and they're thinking, that's actually not what I wanted to do. I did that a little bit when I moved to the States after Radio One. I felt a passion for doing news and I switched into, and I was able, because it was a different country and no one knew me from, you know, Adam, that I was able to kind of start at the bottom and get into news radio there. But I think that'd be very hard to do in this country, to make that sudden switch from Radio One to a news station. Probably would never happen in a million years. So good idea to know what you want to do.
But also, going on Alex's point, you can be flexible, and the skills that we are learning in radio are applicable in many different shapes and forms along the way if we want to adapt and change and grow.
For sure.
And third piece, I'd say enjoy it. Sometimes you can get caught up in, like I said before, you know, doing 7 interviews a day and I want to rip my hair out and go, but you know what? In what job do you get to speak to Elvis Costello about, you know, the songs he grew up with, and then you get to chat to the next person? Soak it all in and just enjoy it, is what I'd say.
Yeah, there's a saying that is bandied around in a lot of stations I've worked at, where if things are going wrong, whoever's in charge will just be like, look, no one died, so it's fine. It's
exactly.
Radio. And that is quite reassuring. We could have much more responsibility than this, couldn't we?
Exactly.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's never been so easy technology-wise. You know, obviously the pandemic has been horrific for everybody, but radio had to adapt. It had to adapt or it was going to die. And it has adapted, and it sort of escalated the technology and people being very, very clever, figuring out how can we all be in 5 different places and sound like a team and sound like we're all in the same room. And as you said, the flexibility of just thinking, well, no, we don't usually do it like this, but actually it's working. And I think it's been a godsend in terms of that 8 o'clock hour that we were both so keen to make work. In that artists don't have to go into a studio to talk to us. You know, we may have been able to book an artist in LA, but could we get the logistics of a car to pick them up and then to go to the studio and the studio? That's all gone, and it's fantastic.
So this new era of radio looks really good, doesn't
it? Totally exciting times ahead.
Yeah, working for me for sure.
Oh, so lovely chatting to those two and catching up with my old friend Alex. One of my favourite things about radio is the people you meet in this industry, and their relationship is so lovely and so strong already. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a bona fide radio legend.
When you hear something you weren't expecting, didn't ask for, didn't specifically request, when you hear something coming out of your radio and you know it's live and you know it's a special moment, then it really does cut through, gets to people.
Very excited for you to hear that chat with Ken Bruce and his team at Radio 2 about their Piano Room Month. If you've enjoyed this episode, please let us know, share it with your friends, tweet about it, and if you've heard anything you'd like to hear featured in a future episode, or you're working on something yourself, then email us at podcast@radioacademy.org. Don't forget, Radio Academy membership makes all our work possible. You can register now at radioacademy.org for just £3 a month, which gives you access to online events, conferences, and development schemes. Plus, for lots of people in the industry, it's free. Thanks for listening.